Annalisa McCartney and Sarah Verkey are board members and volunteers who are helping to build a new food co-op in Grand Rapids. And they join us this morning to give us an update on the process of the free-range food co-op and tell us about their third annual meeting that's taking place this evening. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah, let's start with you with just a little bit of background, because I remember quite a few years ago, there was a small food co-op in Grand Rapids, but it no longer exists. When and how did people come together to talk about building a new co-op?
We started this in October of 2015, and it just started with a small group of people that were sitting around the table and educated ourselves and just decided to go for it. So we met for about 6 months, recruiting other interested people, and had our first community meeting. Let's see, so it'd been March of 2016. We had that at the library, and we had over 120 people there. So that's where we signed up our first 20 owners and decided that there was enough community support for us to keep going.
Annalisa, what made you jump in as a board member and volunteer? What was it about the idea that appealed to you?
I'm super passionate about food co-ops. I attended that first meeting in March at the Grand Rapids Library. I'm owner number 19. And at that time, I truly didn't even understand what a co-op was all about. My son moved to Bemidji and started attending BSU. So I went to visit him, and he said to me, "Mom, you have to come check out this food co-op in Bemidji. It's called Harmony, and it's the greatest thing ever." At that time, he was a vegan and really was challenged to find good, wholesome food that he could cook with. So he brought me there, showed me the store, explained that they have cooking classes. So my college student was learning to cook vegan food without me. So that was just a really nice journey that we took. And from that process, I started attending meetings, and by default, just ended up being on the board because I became so engaged and excited about making this happen in our community.
Yeah, Sarah, what was it like for you?
I would say for me, what drew me in, so there's a few different things. So food, of course, that's kind of at the core of what we're doing. It's a grocery store. And I'm just really passionate about healthy food and the reason, you know, why we even eat food. I really want to be able to feed my family organic, local, fresh food that has a lot of nutrition in it. And the other part, I would say, is the community and the challenge that we're doing this as volunteers, and it's up to us to build this food co-op. No one's going to come in and, you know, save us and do it for us. And so I'm attracted by that community effort and the grassroots part of it.
It has been like 3 years, and has it gone the way you thought it would? What, Sarah, can you tell us what that process has been like?
Okay, honestly, it's really hard. It's hard. It's like a puzzle. So there's different pieces to it. We have a timeline, and we have mentors. We have resources, so we're not alone. We always have someone on speed dial that we can call and ask for help. We've got attorneys. We've got Stuart Reed from Food Co-op Initiative, who's our mentor. We've reached out to Colleen from Harmony. We've reached out to Anya from Natural Harvest. We've got Mickey Pearson, who's a board member at Whole Foods, and he has done some board mentorship for us, and he's been at some of our events to come speak to our owners.
So it's been quite a process. It sounds like there's a lot of people involved.
Yes. And the other piece of it, that's the piece that we have so much help that we can always reach out for. The other piece is that this is up to us, so we're all volunteers. And that's a big piece that we're working on right now, is that everyone involved is doing this in their spare time between full-time jobs and families and other engagements that we have. And so that is a challenge. It's a challenge that we have to overcome and to build up our board to be healthy and intentional and educated, and then to also have enough volunteers for us to be able to keep moving and, you know, keep that needle moving forward so we can open the food co-op in the next 2 to 3 years.
We're talking with Annalisa McCartney and Sarah Verkey, and they're board members for the Free Range Food Co-op, and they're in the process of forming and building that co-op in Grand Rapids. Annalisa, what do you know about what the new co-op will be like at this point? What's the plan?
Well, we have a market study that indicates our food co-op should be here in Grand Rapids, specifically on Highway 2 or Highway 169, so that it's really visible. I would say, according to the market study, at least 50% of our business will be people that are just driving by and see that, oh, Grand Rapids has a food co-op. I'm going to swing in because I know what food co-ops are and I really like shopping at them. I foresee it being a culture of pay it forward, where when you shop at your co-op, you know that money stays within your community, and you know that it is for a positive impact on the community economically and for building up better access to local food, which is very important for this area.
When I talked to Sarah earlier, Sarah, you said it was co-ops generally used to start small, but now they're starting bigger. What does that mean?
Yeah, they used to be just, you know, maybe a couple of barrels of flour and oats, and people could come and pick up that bulk item that they were looking for. And now our market study indicates that our store could probably support our community with a 6,000 to 7,000 square foot store with some storage and warehouse and offices. So it would be about 4,000 square feet for shopping area. And we would love to be able to have a deli. Our market study indicates that our community would support that as well. That's really important to us, to be able to go grab a lunch or organic salad right here in Grand Rapids. That's really important to us as owners.
So pretty big, actually.
It is a lot bigger than what was started back in the 70s. And that's why it's important to do that market study to determine what your community can support.
So you have a meeting tonight. Annalisa, what is going to happen there?
Well, we're going to be at the Old Central School at 6 o'clock tonight. And we're really excited about this because we love the Central School. And we're going to have vendors there. We reached out to vendors at the Grand Rapids Farmers Market so that they can have the opportunity to set up a table and just show our owners, this is stuff that we can have available in our store 7 days a week. We're very excited about really highlighting our local vendors. So we are also going to have people at a table highlighting the local food study. There is a conversation here in northern Minnesota about being self-sustaining and being able to grow food locally for all of northern Minnesota, which is quite challenging with our weather. So yes. Tonight, people will be able to stop at these different stations throughout the Old Central School and speak with the vendors and talk to people about the local food study and get to talk to the board members and volunteers and get more information about where we're headed.
And Sarah, what does it mean to be a member owner of a food co-op, and how do people join if they're interested?
The structure of food co-ops is that everybody who joins and becomes a member and essentially purchases shares in the co-op is an equal owner. So right now we have 616 people in really essentially throughout Itasca County, and some people throughout the wider area across the country have chosen to join our food co-op. They've paid $100, and that equals purchasing 4 shares. So one of those shares is your ownership share and your voting share. There's a statute that governs co-ops in Minnesota that lays out how we're formed. So it is true that everybody who invests in the co-op and becomes an owner really is an owner. So that's kind of what we're doing now as we're building the co-op, is we're also building ownership so we can determine the support that's here, but also so we can become stronger.
And yeah, how many members are you looking for?
When we first started this, we started working with Food Co-op Initiative. And they really lay it out for the projected owners that we should have by the time that we're open. And for us, that's 1,000 to 1,200. So we're really just saying about 1,200 owners is where we should be when we open the store. And there's a few different reasons for that, of course, and that gives us, you know, a set number of people who we would assume are going to shop there. But that's also what lenders are going to be looking at when we get to the point where we need to raise the remaining funds to actually open the stores. They're going to want to know that we have community support.
That just sounds like a lot of work, but a lot has been done. Do you have a target date or any kind of even a vague notion of when you might be building?
I would love to say that we could start building next summer, but it probably won't happen that quickly. A lot of things hinge on how quickly we can get to that 1,200 owners. The biggest thing right now that we're working on is building a really strong board of directors. We have 5 board members right now. We need to maybe get to 7 or 8 board members. We also are in the process of ramping up to hire our first employee, which we're very excited about. We're going to have an outreach coordinator that's going to really help to corral all of our awesome, strong volunteers within our community so that the board can get back to really hard work, hiring a general manager, finding our location, and planning a really strong capital campaign. So that is really what is hinging on when we can open. That timeline is really important.
That's Annalisa McCartney and Sarah Verkey. They're board members of the Free Range Food Co-op. And that's coming to Grand Rapids soon.